What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Last night, Lawrence, I fell asleep during the middle of that football game, I'll be honest. And I woke up to, among other texts, you in the group thread saying, "That's the best catch I've ever seen." And then I watched the full highlight of that game and saw what I still think should have been a catch. I'm still here today thinking that Puka Nacua should have gotten that call.
He had it with one hand, and he dragged his toes.
And he dragged both toes.
That's a catch,
that
right?
Is a catch.
He had it with one hand.
Unless the ball moves.
It does not move. Oh, but you know what? The ball fell out as he was going to hit the ground.
And it's making me rethink, do I need to rethink the definition of a catch?
The law. We're looking today at the letter of the law. Any problems?
By the letter of the law, that should be a catch.
Well, by the letter of the law, it's not a catch.
But it should be.
Artistically, it should be a catch.
Lawrence, they need to change the letter of the law.
Stick to the letter of the law.
Tyler, if I made that catch in the turkey
you
bowl.
You made that catch.
Tyler.
We're giving that to you.
Yeah, you're giving that to me. That's what I'm saying. If I make that catch in the Score turkey bowl.
Well, if it's a turkey bowl, I mean, yeah, I would give it to you. But I mean, well, this is an NFL game prime time.
I assume Connor O'Donnell would be there with the video.
With the cameras. He's only got the one angle, though. The one that does.
He's a review guy.
I know. And the Twitch mob would be our eyes in the sky.
And they wouldn't give you the catch.
After further review, Matt Spiegel, in fact, did not make that catch.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hold on, Tyler. I know that voice. It was you.
What are you talking about?
As the referee. Dino from Mount Greenwood caught up to the show later and texted in that he and the Twitch mob would indeed have given me the catch if I made the Puka Nacua catch in the turkey bowl. So whatever, you little Ed Hockley looking mother bleeper. Hell no, Tyler.
Tyler Buterbaugh is here in full space command, and I think that now he's the highest ranking official left in the building.
Is Porth gone?
He will be soon. That puts Tyler in charge of everything. Yeah. That man is Matt.
Bye, sir.
Wait, that man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello, and yes, Tyler's in charge. After that open, he can be in charge of whatever he wants.
That was excellent work by Tyler Buterbaugh. We are in 11 personnel. We got one Tyler here today. We'll see if the other one shows up. Who knows? Maybe we'll go into 12 personnel later on in the show.
Sometimes if there's one, the other one shows up.
That's usually how it works.
That's how they spawn like that.
Yep. It's our red zone offense. That's what we like to do. We've got a lot of stuff that we've got to get done on today's show, including talking with Matt Forte. That is actually happening today at 3 o'clock. Patrick Manley will join us in about 15 minutes. We're going to talk with Coach at 5 o'clock. And we'll let you hear from Ben Johnson a little bit later on in the show. We're going to give away some Bulls stuff tonight. And we're gonna let people know that the Bulls are playing. And we're going to give away some tickets for Brian Regan's concert.
It's a funny man.
He is a funny man.
Chicago
so be
Theater. I love seeing comedy at Chicago Theater.
You know what? Screw it. I always wait to do it.
Do it now.
Let's do it now. If you're caller
we'll
6 and 7 to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670, you are on your way. You're going to get a pair of tickets to see Brian Regan at Chicago Theater on the 17th. And that man is hilarious. You will enjoy yourself. So call us right now, 312-540-0670.
For years, Lawrence, I would refer to the Bears fandom as being defined by quarterback starvation.
Oh, yeah.
We were in a vast quarterback desert with no sign of an oasis of any kind. And we still have yet to have a single quarterback in the history of the franchise throw 30 touchdowns. And we've yet to have a single quarterback in the history of the franchise throw for 4,000 yards. I believe it's just us and the Jets. Or did Joe Namath throw for 4,000 yards and they've had none since? That might be the case. But either way, the Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer, and that is on the table. Now, as much as I don't like letting statistics define whether a guy has broken out or developed, I think we all know that Caleb Williams has developed dramatically this year.
I think we did a whole show yesterday talking about the development and the different points inside the development where you could make that assumption.
Absolutely. Looking at it holistically, relying on our instincts, and having watched every play, us and the listeners, and knowing what he was told to work on in the offseason, which he commented again on today. He commented on all the things that he was told to work on and everything that he's doing better and why it's working with him and Ben. But 4,000 yards.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a big, big deal.
I'm totally okay with him chasing it, and it's one of the conversations that Zach and I got into last Friday, where you look up, and shout out to Clay Harbor, because he was like, look, is it crazy to think that he might be able to pick up the 600 yards that he needs to get to 4,000? And then when you really looked at what San Francisco's defense looks like, and you really look at Detroit's defense, and we'll do a closer examination of it during Turn the Page at 4 o'clock, but those are defenses that are giving up a lot of yards and a lot of points.
And it makes sense to go after the weak spots of said defenses. And Ben didn't do that last week with Caleb to chase any numbers. He just had to, and that was a way to do it.
It's a weird place because ordinarily I wouldn't want someone to go for an accolade and try to, you know, put that front, make that the thing that's most important. But as far as the regular season goes, not the whole thing, but as far as the regular season goes, the Bears have reached their goal. They have won their division.
Well, I want to know.
They're going to the playoffs, and hopefully they'll be the number two seed.
I want to know to what extent you'd be okay with that. Let's discuss. But let's hear Caleb.
Well, we can't because Tyler's on the phone.
Okay.
See?
Oh, that's what's happening?
Yeah, he's helping our people that won Brian Regan tickets.
That's because somebody made a decision to give away the Brian Regan tickets early. Who did that?
That was me.
Oh, okay.
But it's okay.
That was a good decision.
He's going to be back.
No, I don't think so.
You think he's leaving? He too. It'll just be us. We'll just be here.
And then I'll leave at like 5:15, something like that.
Sure. Sure. You know? It all works out. But realizing that Caleb can get to 4,000 yards inside the structure of the Bears offense, I don't have a problem. It seems like it's important to him. And as long as it's not him going out of his way to do it, if he does it with the plays that are called, I'm totally fine with it.
All right, so I flashed to a basketball moment from my youth, which is that dude getting the triple-double.
throwing his own rebound.
Yeah, getting his own rebound. Who was
They've
it?
They've outlawed that now, yeah. Right? You can't do that anymore, I don't think.
Two different people did it.
Be like, oh, let me get this rebound.
Yeah, I need one more rebound. Let me take a shot. Oh, got the rebound myself. So, I flashed to that kind of thing. But in the NFL, we're also seeing open celebrations by teams who are knocked out of the playoffs as their players hit contract incentives.
And I do love that. I want guys to get paid. And we saw it last week, or two weeks ago, with the kid from the 49ers. Where he's got another incentive that he can hit for 600 yards receiving, where he gets another $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's an incentive in Caleb's deal. I would suspect that there isn't. But I just think that it's kind of cool that it's not like it's 400 yards. It's not like Ben Johnson has to say, you know what? We're going to run the oop-de-oop. We are running five wide every play so that Caleb can get this. They're going to have a chance because of how bad Detroit's defense is for him to get that organically. And as long as it's done organically, if that's a goal that he wants to chase, and guess what? He could have a Brock Purdy game and maybe throw 5 touchdowns this week, and then you get both.
Yeah.
Then you get the 30 touchdowns, and maybe you get the 4,000 yards too.
And maybe you do. And maybe that would be just fine. Ricky Davis is the former Cleveland Cavalier, I believe, at the time, who got himself the triple-double. And there was another, was a Shaq teammate on Orlando that I can never remember. But these are deep and old references. But I don't think it would have that kind of feel if they got my guys Chip Help and Max Protect.
Yeah, they're out there. They're out there. Like, let's.
Hey, there's another dump off to Cole Kmet. Hey, there's another dump off to. Oh, look at that, Loveland. Even though they're up in 21, well, you got to put them away. You got to make sure you put them away.
Well, I might have. That's some nuance that I would maybe have some questions about. But Tyler, let's hear from Caleb on the idea of chasing 4,000 yards.
You're 270 yards away from getting to 4,000. To what extent does that matter to you?
Yeah, I think for me, it'd be cool just in the sense of there's never been one here, and you know, I think I was brought here for, you know, those type of things and those type of moments that things that haven't been done here, you know, to try and be able to accomplish, and you know, I think it, you know, like I've said before, the self goals and all of that always gets swept under when you go for the team goals, and that's winning ball games. And so that's first and foremost in my mind. That's first and foremost for this team, because the most important thing is winning ball games and heading into the playoffs with, you know, some momentum and some good energy heading into the playoffs.
You gain your obviously understanding that this franchise's struggles with the quarterback position in the past. What does that do to drive you in terms of the idea of shattering records and to really assert yourself as atop the record books here in a lot of ways?
Yeah, I knew that coming here, and like you said, and that's a goal of mine is to be the top of them all. I want to be the best quarterback, not only for Chicago but in the league, and you know, that starts with consistency. That starts with me preparing the right way, and so it's important to me, because that's, you know, I don't get up to be mediocre. I don't get up to you know, not come to work and, you know, be at my best and go on the football field and, you know, do what I do. And so I want to keep growing. I want to keep growing for myself. I want to keep growing for my legacy, but I also want to keep growing for this team.
Makes all the sense in the world. Joe Namath, yes, 4,000 yards in 1967 for the Jets. They've had none since. Cleveland got 4,000 yards from Brian Sipe in 1980, and they've had none since. So, yeah, you know, you've got...
There's the team record. There's, yep, 4,000 yards. There's a lot there, and there's the opportunity to end up being the 2 seed. And if they're up 21 or something, maybe I do want him to be put in bubble wrap for the rest of the game. I don't know, but I'd have to feel it out. But I'm okay with him, because he's clearly giving you, here are the team goals. Yes, and for the most part, they have gotten those team goals. There's one more thing left to do, and that's to be the number 2 seed. Here are some individual goals, and they are in sight. And it's not crazy for him to go off and get those yards. So I hope that he does it. I think it would be great.
Shout out to Patrick from Gage Park. Anthony Bowie is the one.
Oh, yeah, Anthony Bowie.
Before Ricky Davis, it was Anthony Bowie when the Magic defeated the Pistons, and he stood there and got the last one. Was an assist. It was an assist. He took like a full court pass with Detroit not even on the court anymore, so he could get that 10th assist and get the triple-double.
Patrick Manley has got thoughts about your Chicago Bears winning the North. That's next on The Score.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.